are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Today we have a really inspiring guest on the line, Angelica Fuentes, who is a businesswoman, philanthropist, and a now impact investor. We're going to learn all about her latest ventures, how she got to where she is, and how you can make a difference, especially being a woman business owner in this world. All right, guys, I officially have Angelica on the line. So exciting. Angelica Fuentes is a businesswoman, philanthropist, and a now impact investor. Hi, Angelica. How are you today?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I'm so excited to have you. You are such a girl boss and woman empowerment, and I love all about you. So I'm so excited to learn more about you and share with our audience. So tell us a little bit about how you became a woman in power. Like, how did you become a woman entrepreneur?
Well, I don't know if I want to say that I became a woman in power. That was never actually, you know, my goal to be. I think the main thing for me was that I just followed my passion. I stayed very true to myself, and I've been working over 30 years with a lot of discipline and determination. You know, one of the things that I think has helped me a lot to be in the position that I've achieved in the companies that I've run with so many women that I've worked with is that I've always, you know, have challenged assumptions. It was very important for me to develop an ability to be self-critical. I think that, you know, what are the key things that we need to do? I've adopted, you know, an approach of perpetual learning. I think that's like a never-ending thing. I know that I know nothing. And the outcome has been a result of my attitude towards life, and that's always been very, very positive. I turn things into, you know, learning experiences and whatever life throws at me can do for me to enrich my growth and to become a better, you know, woman, a better mother, a better human being in all of its respects. You know,
I love that outlook. I love your outlook.
It's a long journey of, you know, just introspection, just getting to really know who I am, to go through all of those things that life has put to me to be who I've become. And you said something that I kind of like now because they're calling girl boss, women boss. But, you know, it was never really a passion of mine to be a boss. I think one of the things that I've most work with and my biggest passion is to be an advocate for women's rights, you know, work towards gender equality. And I guess it's just been a priority in every single endeavor that I've ever been involved in.
So what was your first endeavor? Like when you officially like started to become a businesswoman, like what did you first do?
Well, the first thing, I actually started working when I was 11 years old in the summers in gas stations. Well, actually, one of the gas stations my family owns. They have a very large energy corporation. And I worked at one of the gas stations.
So you have an entrepreneurial family background.
Yes.
Love it.
I think that's something that did help a lot.
So, yeah.
My father said, okay, you can work, but first complaint, you're out of there. So, of course, you know, I never complained. And I worked every summer up until I was maybe 17 different places, you know, in the company. And I guess that's where I started learning, and it was at 11 years old, that I had to understand that I had a voice that I had to use, and that if I wanted anything done, I needed to speak up.
Right.
Because working at the gas station, doing things an 11-year-old does, which is filling up gas tanks, cleaning window shields, putting air in tires, changing oil, or, you know, checking for oil in the cars. The guys in gas stations were being tipped, but me. About a week with it, you know, in working there, I asked myself, you know, I need to ask somebody. Nobody's going to ask why they don't tip me, but me. So I did. Next day, wake up in the morning. I was very nervous, but I did ask the first customer. He paid me. I gave him his change back. And he was about to leave, and I said, well, why aren't you tipping me like you tipped the other guy? Actually, I think he was more surprised than me. He said, well, because you're a woman. And I said, well, why do you make a difference? And so, of course, you know, she tipped me. And not consciously at 11 years old, but within me, I realized that I was being treated differently and not equally to men just because I was a woman. And I think that's
what crazy.
It all started there. And then, you know, I was, you know, I did that for 3 summers, and I became somebody's secretary in the summers, and then I became an accountant. I worked for one of the accountants in my family's group. And then I just started working full time. When I truly became an entrepreneur was at the age of around, I'd say 21 and a half, when I was working in Texas at a wholesale liquefied petroleum gas business my family had. And I told him I wanted to start a retail operations for us in Texas. And that's how I started. One bobtail, which is a truck that hauled, you know, gas, which I used to drive. One person that helped me, you know, install the propane tanks and the, you know, the pipelines go inside the house, and me. And that's how we started a company that grew to have 7 plants in New Mexico and in Texas. And I guess that's how I started to be a true entrepreneur.
Love it. Love your backstory. Really inspiring, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, you know, with your background, I mean, you started, you're a philanthropist, so I totally want to get into that. And you have your own skincare line. So you are a serial entrepreneur. So tell us about, like, how the philanthropy started, and tell our audience, you know, all of what that's about, what your stance is with that. I mean, obviously all gender equality is important, but I would love for you to share with our audience more detail on that.
Okay, so I started my philanthropy work when I was very, very young. Actually, when I started making some money, then I started working with NGOs, with organizations, basically who promoted, more than anything, education for girls to be stay in school if they needed scholarships. So I would give money to the different organizations for them to make sure that they would do that for girls. Because it was very important to me to allow the half of the population to have possibilities, just like any boy did. And in Latin America, that's even harder
than
it is in the United States. So I started doing it at a very, you know, early age with NGOs. And then I created my own foundation, because I've been working for about 3 decades on women's rights, on women's financial independence. And the other thing that was very important to me that I saw that women needed were training programs, because the women, Jackie, that I work with basically for the last 3 decades are women at the base of the income ladder. So I saw 2 things they needed. First, financial independence, and secondly, training programs.
Right.
They did not have an opportunity to go back to a formal schooling.
Mm-hmm.
So the Angelica Fuentes Foundation was created to promote and encourage gender equality and women's empowerment, basically in Latin America. One of the things that was very important for me was to be the most efficient foundation that would give the tools for economic, social, and environmental development within the region. But I do have to tell you that right now, we are in the process of reformulating our internal strategy to achieve the goals that I started working with many years ago, not just with our foundation. And so the foundation is no longer going to be the vehicle which I'm going to do it with, but I'm going to focus all of my efforts in impact investing. And we're going to invest in projects that support women empowerment, of course, which is something that's very close to my heart, because I'm convinced that impact investment has an unprecedented power to transform the world. If we really want to make significant impact in improving, you know, the quality of women's lives, and we want to do it in the long term, we have to do it. And all the projects I've ever been involved with have to have sustainability. And so now I have a fund called Equal Invest, which has a twofold objective. First of all, we're going to allow conventional investors to be able to participate within the fund to make sure that the shares of the companies that we've chosen are going to be bundled up together under the Equal Invest strategy that's going to measure 20 variables on women's empowerment and women's economic empowerment and equal inequality, where most of the gender lens funds only measure two. They usually measure how many women board, how many women in C-suite level positions, which are two key and very important factors. My fund's going to measure 20 besides those two. And then the second part of the fund is that we will build a portfolio that can provide the first point of entry for women at the base of the income ladder to have for the first time in their lives access to capital market returns. And that's, you know,
amazing. Amazing.
What I did and what I'm about to be doing.
I love it. I'm a woman-owned business, so I get it. Like, it's just amazing. I think it's so great what you're doing. Are you based in a certain specific area, like where only certain amount of people can apply in that designated area, or is this like a worldwide thing that you're doing?
Well, Equal Invest is going to be for any investor anywhere in the world.
It's awesome.
Be a part of the actual fund that will bundle up around 35, 40 companies who have, you know, the best women economic empowerment and gender equality principles within and outside of their companies. They will be investing in the best companies in the United States because they're publicly traded companies in the United States, the ones that will be, that Equal Invest will be investing in, who, of course, are, you know, most of them in many places in the world. And then we're going to give the opportunity to women at the base of the income ladder anywhere in the world, including the United States, to be able to be a part of the investment strategy on those companies and get for the first time in their lives capital market returns.
It's amazing. I love it, Angelica. So awesome. Especially because, like, I work with so many women entrepreneurs. I showcase so many women entrepreneurs. So how can they get in touch with you? Like, how can they apply for something like this?
Well, first of all, we are about to put up our web page, but right now we have a splash page in our web, which is, you know, equalinvest.com, www.equalinvest.com, and they can see a little of who we are, what we're going to do, and maybe within a couple of more weeks, we will have our web page running. We will be actually launching the fund in around right after Labor Weekend, so it's soon to be a project that's going to be just up and running out there.
It's awesome. It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a very exciting project. I love it, you know, for both reasons, because we are going to really be relevant in the corporate world for women and many other aspects, you know, besides, you know, the executive and the board positions. But we will also allow women in the base on the income ladder to be a part of a project that has been basically run by men, which is the financial sector.
Right. And then, of course, you know, on top of all of this, like, you have a beauty line. So can we talk about the skincare line?
Oh, absolutely.
So what inspired this?
Every single project that I have has, you know, travels on a different road, but comes to the exact same path, which is to see what we can do for women.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, why do I work with women? It's not, you know, just because I'm a woman. I have lived through so much of the different labels that we've been told that we are, that are so, I guess, unfair.
Right.
That I've decided to take obstacles for me, which I have many. And then I found I had a responsibility to take him away for other women. So then I created A Complete. So A Complete it's a line that I wanted to start because I was so tired of very expensive, very complicated skincare routines that involve at least 15, 20 minutes of my day, maybe 10 in the morning, but 15, 20 in the evening. You know, I had more than 8 or 10 products, a few for the day, a few for the night, one that had to stay on 15 minutes in your face for better results.
Right.
All of those things that a lot of us have gone through. And I realized it was not necessary if you use the correct ingredients, and especially highly concentrated formulas. So my objective was to create an extremely effective skincare line that had innovative and high-quality products, but also that would aim to spread a message. And the message in different forms is basically, I want every woman to know that true beauty and true power only come from within. So I created a treatment that's very practical, that's very easy to use for daily skincare. It takes you anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes tops. I think 3 is like the most you would need to do the treatment. I designed A Complete for women who live their lives to the fullest. You know, it was very important for me that that the routine was in tune with the very busy and active lifestyle of women today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women like you, Jackie, women like me, you know, some who might be mothers. I'm a mom, but I'm working all the time. I'm on the go all the time. And I wanted something that really worked, that really gave you those great results, that did it in a very short time, but that it was also very affordable.
Right.
I'm a mom, like many moms, that is the sole supporter of her family. And I can relate to a lot of women that want something great, but can't or don't want to spend incredible amounts of money for it. And to me, it was very important because I'm one that always says, you cannot say anything unless you walked a mile in somebody else's shoes.
Totally agree with that statement.
I know what that takes, and I want something good, but I want to be able to afford it. So that's what the line is. And we have a youth prefer, preserved deep cleanser. We have a highly concentrated youth preserved serum, facial youth moisturizing cream, a beauty concentrate supplement for skincare, and then we have a 3-minute, 5-step youth preserve routine.
I love it.
So one of the things that was also very important, Jackie, for me to be able to convey to women who use A Complete is that it's very important for us to understand and to realize that media for too long has been fostering an anti-aging philosophy.
Mm-hmm. You see it everywhere. You see it everywhere.
Yeah. And I think in A Complete, we want to make sure that we understand that it's about time we stop buying into these ideas. We at A Complete don't promote anti-aging products. We seek to extend a pro-aging approach. See, we're not against aging. That's the normal process about life. We celebrate the ongoing process called life.
Right.
Age is not a condition. You know, age doesn't mean to need cured. It's not a disease. It is an amazing opportunity for us to live, to learn, to vibrate, and to enjoy who we've become. Aging is just simply a part of that beauty that I was telling you about that comes from within.
Right.
When we understand it from that place, when people start promoting it from that space. And that's what A Complete does.
So it's like you call it A Complete because it literally makes you feel complete, all the pieces together, right? Yeah, is that where the name came from?
It's A Complete Woman.
I love it.
That's what we're all about, allowing women to understand that, yes, we can be a complete woman inside and out.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff. So how can people get that, by the way?
Well, they can go on our online to buy it. You know, it's www.acomplete.com. And there you can go, you know, into our our store. You can, you know, buy the products by themselves. You can buy the bundle. You can get, for example, a lot of advice on not just the line itself, but advice for women. I have a blog there that I write around once a month. But, you know, we really wanted it to be a very holistic approach to women.
Right.
And all of it has to do with the fact that for 3 decades, I've been doing this with women. I've been doing it for me. And I want women to understand that we should just be a reminder for other women at whatever age we are of the wonderful, you know, human that we've become, and just share it.
I know. Knowledge is power. I always say that.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
It's so awesome. Wow, this has been so inspiring, Angelica. Thank you so much for all this insightful information today. So we're going to play a little game time so people get to know you outside of being a businesswoman, okay? So this is just fun, and just so there's no rush to answer the questions. It's just a fun way for people to get to know you. So first question, if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one item you have to bring with you and why?
I don't think I would bring an item. I think, you know, where I'm at today, I would just bring myself with my thoughts, my love, and my life that I've woken up into, and I would just live with that. And
right, because you'd figure it out once you're there, right?
Yep.
I love it. That I have not heard that, and I ask people this question a lot, so that was very empowering. Good answer. Okay, question two. What is something you have to do in your daily routine?
My daily routine. Well, there are several things. I always have to do one, right?
Well, yeah, give us one, and then we can elaborate if we need to.
Okay, so the one thing that I do every day in the morning and every night, I stayed with my two little girls before they go to sleep, so then I say for me again, is a positive affirmation, the latest one of written for myself, which I would love to share with you if you would.
Of course. I love affirmations.
It's a very powerful positive affirmation. It says, I am freedom. I am power. I am loved, guided, and supported by the divine. I'm connected to my higher self, the vessel for love. I have everything I need within me to be successful. I am peace. I am love. And that, I've been saying positive affirmations for 35 years of my life now.
I love it. I live by them too. So I'm right there with you.
And I love this one. This is powerful because I have visualizations when I say it, and it's just very powerful. The other thing that I do every single day, the instant I wake up after brushing my teeth, and I really, want to recommend this, have a glass or a cup of a little more than warm water with at least 10 drops of lemon juice. I usually put half of lemon juice, and that's incredible. It balances your pH. It does incredible things for your skin. I mean, do it.
I love it. I love lemon water. So we are on the same page, Angelica. I love it.
Great.
It's awesome. Good advice today, though. So for any audience members that are interested in these things, you should totally do it. It's amazing. All right. Next question. Favorite guilty pleasure, something you enjoy doing in your spare time? It can be a TV show, too.
Favorite guilty pleasure. What's my favorite guilty pleasure that I do? See, I don't feel guilty about doing things. Maybe giving myself extra few minutes in the shower in the morning that I try to rush out.
That's good. I think you deserve that extra time for self-care.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. And what about TV? Do you have any guilty pleasures of TV that you just love?
No. You know what? No.
Really?
I usually turn the TV on to watch a few news. I might watch a movie here or there, usually with my little girls, because I've got a 5 and a 7-year-old.
Aw.
I guess when I give myself time on weekends, I have put on a series. I did not get hooked on it. I maybe watched a couple and that's it. I think it's called a Black Mirror, but it has to do with AI. It's super interesting. It just grabs you. They're tough to watch, but hopefully that'll give people an incentive to understand how bad as humans we can turn something like that around against each other.
I love it. I'm going to check into that. I always get inspired because I hear new shows.
That's been a few months.
Awesome. I'm totally going to look into it. Thank you for that. And then what is your favorite food?
Oh, God, my top favorite has to be sushi.
Oh, my God, good one. What do you like for sushi?
Sushi I love, and I love Italian.
Yeah, I love Italian. I would have to agree with you on those. Do you have a favorite go-to sushi meal? Rainbow rolls.
Here, you know, I'm in New York, so I guess Sushi of Gary would be one of my top favorite ones.
Awesome. Sushi of Gary. You know, I'm from New York. Are you from New York?
Yeah. Well, I'm not from New York. I'm from Mexico.
Right. But now you live in the city?
I live in the city, yes.
Awesome. Love it. My family's there, so I'm from New York, so I'm right there with you. I haven't heard of Sushi of Gary, though. I'm going to look into that with my fam next time I'm in.
Sushi of Gary is amazing. But that's when you have to, when you want to have a little kind of like, you know, a little opera. But there's another one on 1st and 62nd or 63rd, and I can't remember the name of it. That's top position.
Awesome.
For you.
No, that's awesome. Thank you for these tips and tricks today. So inspiring. Awesome. Well, Angelica, this has been such a pleasure today. Great job with Game Time. Those were great answers. How can people get in touch with you for, well, obviously you said earlier about the skincare line, how they can get a complete. Can you just repeat that again? And again, the website for the investing. And if they have any other questions, just let us know who they should be in touch with if they are interested in working or being a part of anything.
Oh, wonderful. You know, well, the page for A Complete is www.acomplete.com, you know, where you can go online, look at our products, see what they have, what they do, order them, look at the blogs, look at all the, you know, wonderful experiences that we've had with some women, read about some advice that we give you, you know, whether it be to take care of your body, your skin, your soul, the beautiful spirit, believing in yourself, etc. Then Equal Invest, which is the fund that we would launch probably around after Labor Weekend. It's called Equal Invest. That's AAAEqualInvest.com. Right now we have a splash page, but we will have our web up and running within the next couple of weeks, more or less. And I guess you can get in touch with a wonderful woman who, you know, it's basically, in Spanish there's a saying, es mi brazo derecho, which is like my right arm. I think, you know, Melissa is more than that. She's amazing. You know, she's, you can reach her at melissa.henderson@acomplete.com for, you know, any questions or anything, you know, or to try to reach me. You know, I post a lot in Twitter. I'm Angelica Fuentes in Twitter. I, you know, to me, having a positive affirmation for the last 8 years there has been a constant. And Facebook, same, you know, my name. I'm all over the place.
Everywhere, yeah. I didn't even get into that. Like, for social media, is it?
Women, Jackie, to me, it's very important that everything I've learned, that all that life has thrown at me, I have just faced it right on. Made me more resilient, you know, it's made me be more resilient, and it's made me be a stronger woman. And I want to share that with women. I want to remind women who we can become, because everything that we need is inside every single one of us. Respect, tolerance, love, worthiness. So all those things that dignify us inside of us, just waiting for us to tap into it, to wake up into who we truly are. And that's where our power resides, inside. Once you tap into that, then you also tap into your beauty.
Right.
The rest, you have to take care of on the outside with great skincare like A Complete.
I love it. And I didn't even like tap into how they should get in touch with you on social media. So A Complete, Angelica Fuentes, right? Is that how they can find you on social media?
Social media and Instagram, Angelica Fuentes or Angelica Fuentes 63 on Instagram. My Twitter is Angelica Fuentes, @AngelicaFuentes. And my Facebook is, I don't know if it's one Angelica Fuentes or Angelica Fuentes 1, but it's all under my name.
Well, if they put you in the search, they'll find you.
Yep.
All good.
And I answer a lot of my Facebook. So any questions, you know, I would love to answer as well.
Yay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure having you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course. And thank you, everyone, again. Reach out to Angelica on social media. Give her a follow and definitely check out some A Complete products and look into the new investing business that she's starting. It sounds amazing for all women business owners. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.